We'll get this meeting started. Time is 5:30, opening the February 24th council meeting. I want to welcome all of our guests, all of our visitors, council, staff. Thank you all so much for being here tonight and looking forward to our meeting this evening. First item that we have on the agenda is always to pray. And so I've asked Councilwoman Cook if she would mind leading us in our invocation tonight.
Absolutely. Please pray with me. God, I thank you for the opportunity to gather this evening. We ask that your presence would be with us and that your wisdom would guide us in our decision making. I pray for a spirit of unity as we work together for the good of our beloved city. We thank you for your goodness. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, at this time, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Contagious. Contagious. All right. Moving into our public comment time, the City Council would like to invite citizens to address the council on any matter. Bless you. Including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are on the agenda. The comments that are related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. The City Council is not permitted to enter into any discussion with you or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. The timer is up here on the screen behind us, so you'll see how much time you have left. And we appreciate it. So, public comment is open. Is there anybody who would like to address council at this time? No order. Podium's open. You can just come to the podium here. If we could get your name, please.
Meg Wallace, 700 Candlelight Drive. And thank you for letting me go first. I need to go to another meeting after
sure.
this one.
Thank you.
I am commenting on number 4, which relates specifically to the sidewalk that's going to be built. But the sidewalk also goes along with the bike path, which has, from what I can tell on Nextdoor, has gotten pretty controversial. So I just wanted to share some of the things that I've learned as I've been reading pretty extensively about issues of road safety and how our decisions about how we build and modify our roads makes our community more safe, both for motorists and for pedestrians and bicyclists, everybody in our community. And one thing that I've learned is that when we build our roads wider and wider so we can get places faster, well, what do? We go faster. And when we go faster, we have more accidents. When we go faster, more people are injured. I'm a disability advocate. More people become disabled because of traffic that goes faster than it needs to. So I know not a lot of people are using the bike path yet, but even until they do, it improves road safety. I was talking to someone from the Metropolitan Planning Organization. They said they don't yet have figures on how our new bike lane has improved safety because it takes some time for those figures to come out. But they look forward to communicating with y'all and getting information on the improved safety. It's happened in many other communities. They expect it's going to happen here too. The other issue is, why just have this one stretch with this bike lane so you can get from the Arboretum to HEB almost? It really starts to work better as more development happens and as these protected bike lanes are added in more places in the city. And so the regional planners here in our area, when they look for funding and create projects, they are looking to create projects that create safer roads, that reduce our dependence on cars and that make it easier for pedestrians to get around. And so I really want to thank the city of Waco for having the foresight and the vision to recognize this about what helps to make our community safer and for going ahead and getting it done. So thank you, City of Woodway. Did I say City of Waco?
Yeah.
I meant Woodway. Waco's next. But I am a resident of Woodway. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Anybody else to address council, please?
My name is Kristen Jack. I live on Wood Creek Drive, but I grew up on Candlelight Drive. So I want to address also the new bike lane and walking lane on Estates. I too have seen a lot of the things that have been on next door, and that combined with just kind of the world we live in, where it seems like everybody and everything is trying to continue to divide us all of the time. And we are kind of almost coached in society to look at what is in it, what's in it for me, what do I get out, how do I benefit from something. And so I wanted to come and just say thank you for a bike lane that I won't ever ride a bike on, and I might go for a walk on because it's close enough to my neighborhood that I might on some of my walks get that far and go down the lane. But just like Meg mentioned, I was going to mention how grateful I am for the bike lane that does benefit me a little bit because it has slowed down traffic. Am I slightly irritated sometimes when I'm on Oakdale needing to turn left onto Estates because my daughter and I got out the door a little bit late and we've got to go all the way to River Valley? Yes, that's irritating, but change is hard sometimes. And so with that change, I just know sometimes we need to leave maybe a minute or two sooner in case it takes a few cars to pass before I can get by. Because ultimately, it is about what is best for our community. You know, some of the next door comments that I've seen are, well, in my, 40 years of living in Woodway, I've never seen anybody ride a bike on Estates. Well, of course not. It wasn't safe to ride a bike on Estates. And so I think that we'll all start seeing more people using that. But overall, I'm just very grateful that at least on the residential part of Estates Drive, where there isn't the commercial traffic, it is slowing down because it should be. So I'm grateful for all of you for making that happen in our town. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? Yes, sir. If we get your name, please.
I'm not at the stand yet. Just a minute. Hold your horses. Name's Gary Obenshine. Live at 9109 Midway Drive. I've been in this city for a long time. I understand that the Family Center, the new one that you paid $6.7 million for, is closed for repairs already. Great job on picking a fantastic contractor to build that thing, moron. Anyway, we've got another building over there that we were using for the Family Center before that that's been sitting there empty, not being used. All it is a financial burden. Why haven't you been renting it out? Why is it still sitting there, empty, not being used? I mean, who in the world is thinking these things through? If I ran my business like you run this city, I'd be broke. You're spending my money. Hand over fist. Slow it down. Better yet, quit. And as far as that damn bike lane, who saw the accident Friday at 10:30? I did. I witnessed it. Your bike lane has sat there and taken a major vein that goes through Woodway and narrowed it by 50%. You haven't sat there and slowed it down. You created a traffic jam. You did. Because it was your deal that said, we'll learn to live with it. No, you live with the fact that you've made this a legal liability to this city. There's gonna be lawsuits, I guarantee it, because they're gonna get fed up with your foolishness. You didn't think this through. Use your head. Use your head. That didn't help at all. $480,000 for six blocks. Who sat there and paid that much? I could have got out there with a one-inch paintbrush and done it myself for a third of that, and I wouldn't have been near as stupid as to make that thing so narrow that you can't get people to drive down there. I've got that one-ton dually sitting out front. I have to straddle the yellow line so I don't hit the mailboxes when I was coming here this evening. Who figured that out? Who did the study? You tell me that. Who decided to spend the money on that thing? Who decided to spend the money on the family center? Wasn't me. Should have gone to a public vote because we would have voted it down. That's too much money. And what was it supposed to be, 9,000 square feet? And we got what, just over 12? Did they cut the bill by a third? Because we got two-thirds of the building that was proposed to get built. Again, whoever was overseeing that, moron. You can't run a business like this. Woodway is a business. You have money coming in. You have to budget this stupid city so that we can have money to keep running. You're not doing it. You got to pull your heads out of that dark place.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, and I've got two Freedom of Information Act I'm giving Don.
Thank you.
Now it's on record.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Idiots.
Anybody else? Address council, please. Yes, sir. If we get your name, please.
My name is Dave Whitby. I live at 1506 Wandering Trail. I drive a State's Drive every day, multiple times a day. Traffic has slowed down. I've read all the stuff that, you know, the engineering things that came up to the vote that you guys took to create the Estates Drive situation that we have. The bike lanes, as far as I'm concerned, is a side benefit. What really helps is the fact that we have a turn lane. Slows traffic down. Nobody talks about the turn lane. Mm-hmm. Slows traffic down. We have a safer situation because we have a turn lane. I don't think that very many people understand. Or that's not true. I think a lot of people understand how the city council works. Each one of you, if I'm not mistaken, has an equal vote. So when you voted as a council for Estates to be the way it is, if I'm not mistaken, it was a 4-2 vote, and it passed. If I'm not mistaken, the mayor's vote doesn't mean any more than any other vote here. That's correct. So to lay all this at the mayor's feet doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. So at the end of the day, we have lots we get done. We have paid $462,000 to have that done. It's done. So let's move on with the other stuff that we need to move forward with. You know, let's put this behind us because it doesn't need. Neighbor next door is full of misinformation and untruths. So anybody who's listening to neighbor next door as if it were fact are just becoming confused. So at the time we need to be looking at what needs to govern the city, we need to take the chaos out of it. Collaborate and remember that each vote is a thoughtful vote from each one of you using common sense. I heard on neighbor next door the other day somebody here invoked the term common sense. You got to use it to invoke it, and don't seem to be able to do that. So I'm just saying, let's put this behind us. Let's move forward with the business of the city and always remember that each one of you have a vote that counts, not one person. Nobody. We have somebody to facilitate these meetings, but each vote counts the same. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi, my name's Fiona Bond, and I live at 1649 Cherry Creek Drive. I just wanted to express appreciation for the bike lanes and the traffic control and the slowing down of traffic that goes with that. I am a keen cyclist. I cycle probably about 4 or 5 times a week along that route. It has made a huge difference to being able to cycle to the store. When we were looking for somewhere to live in this area, we were specifically looking for a neighborhood that had cyclable routes for our children. I know it's hard to tell, but I'm not originally from this part of the world. And where I grew up and where our kids were born, we had safe cycle to school routes everywhere. We were purposefully looking for that in choosing a neighborhood that was family friendly. And I know we're not alone in that. The fact that our children and our neighbors' children can cycle safely to school now, you know, that's a huge part of having a healthy lifestyle, being able to learn traffic sense as kids. It's something that is practiced all over the world, and it's something that we really appreciate for our neighborhood. Woodway is such a gorgeous place to cycle. Given that there are times of the year where that is not so easy with our climate, but honestly, we moved here from Scotland, where most of the time we were cycling in the pouring rain, and our children just got used to it and became tougher as a result. Here, of course, we're dealing much more with hotter weather, but it really has created habits for a lifetime for our children, and it is something that we really appreciate. And like I say, it's something that we actively sought when we were looking for a place to live. So thank you very much for being insightful enough and forward-thinking enough to make that a lifestyle option for us and our family and our neighbors. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Anybody else? Public comment, please. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Myra Aubenshine. I live at 9109 Midway Drive. We are a block off of the States. Less than a block. We're 2 houses off. I've lived here for most of my life. I live in the house that I was born and raised in. My father was one of the men that went to Austin to get Woodway Incorporated. When they went to Austin to get incorporated, they went there with the belief that they were going to make Woodway be not like Waco. It was going, all the decisions were going to be made by the citizens, not by the council. That's what Waco does. That's not what Woodway was going to do. This should have gone as a vote to the people, not the council. When it was brought to your attention that it should have been brought to the people, you said, no, they'll vote it down. And you're right, they would, because nobody wanted it. The people that live on long states can't get out of their driveways. When I put my house up for sale in 2007, it was on the market for 2 years, no offers. Everybody that looked at that house said, cannot get out of the driveway because of the school. We can't get out of the driveway now because of the school and because of the bike lane traffic, because of the people that can't get around that. The price of our house has dropped considerably, but our tax value keeps going up. I can't sell my house for $344,000, what it's listed on the tax web. That's what I'm getting taxed on. And the comparables around me sustain that. I can't fight that. But I can't sell it for that unless you want to buy it. You said you wanted to buy it. Buy it for that. But everybody on estate strives value has dropped because of that. Is it worth all that? The people that have spoken, they don't live on a state drive. They live everywhere else where they can get out of their driveways. Everybody can get out of their driveways except us. The ones that mattered are the ones that are hurting over it. And they're the ones that are mad about it. And I'm considerably mad over it because this is not the way the council was supposed to be run. This is not what Woodway was supposed to be. That's not what my father went to Austin for. He could have let Waco have us. Waco was going to take us in. That was the whole reason he didn't want us to be taken in. But now we're there anyway, so why didn't they just go ahead and take us? I think it's a shame. And y'all are just spitting in his face. And I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And if you think I'm mad about it, you're right, I am. and I have every right to be mad about it. And I don't care what y'all think about it, because I'm going to say what I think about it, and if you don't like it, that's too bad. I live it. I own that house, and those values are going down every day.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Appreciate that. Anybody else? Yes, sir. If we get your name, please. Thank you.
Wow, this is quite a meeting.
My name is Bill Swartz. I live on Broughton Drive. And I guess I can sympathize with the young lady about not getting out of her driveway. I don't live on estates, but I do enjoy the new format. Just coming down estates this evening, I saw people walking on it and using the bike lanes, driving on it. It's not like it used to be a racetrack with who can pass who, that sort of thing. So I say kudos. Sorry. As long as we're brought up an old subject, on I will mention the a couple meetings ago, the Waco Picket Pickleball Club came, I guess, in force. I was actually watching it on stream, and three ladies came up to try to see if we could get more pickleball courts, maybe through the old family center. We have four in the family center. We have two at Whitehall. The Waco Regional Fitness and Tennis Center has eight dedicated pickleball courts. So that's 14. I don't know. It seems like a lot to me. I don't disagree with needing more in Woodway, but I don't know that the family center is the best route. I drove through Whitehall Park the other day, and there's a big area between the new parking lot and the big kids' play center that could easily accommodate another four or six outdoor pickleball courts. Just a thought. The other thing, have we ever considered letting the family center charge? I pay $1,600 a year in real estate taxes to Woodway. And yet we let people come in, and I know we want to share, but for free, they get to use our pickleball courts. And maybe we ought to consider some sort of nominal fee per day for non-residents, $5 or $10, and let that go toward a fund to whatever, however we get new pickleball courts. I don't play pickleball. My two titanium knees would just scream Bloody Mary murder if I did. So anyway, that's all. That's all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anybody else? All right. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just going to follow up with what he said.
Yes, ma'am.
Barbara Tipton. Woodfall Drive. I do think, and I don't know if this is in your plan, everybody loves free, okay? But realistically, we're all paying for the services. So I know, like at the Waco Regional, I'm not a member there because it's, for me, it's a long way to drive to go play tennis or pickleball if I were to choose to do so. But they charge like $20, $30 each time you go out there if you're not a member. For people that are members, they have like a flat rate, and it's pretty reasonable. It averages out to maybe $15 to $20 a month. And for the people that go out there every time, it's worthwhile. So that might be another way to do it. You might do like you do the pavilion. When somebody has an event, you charge a little bit more, or maybe a lot more, whatever, if it's a supply and demand issue. For people that are not living in Woodway. But there are other options to try to, you know, cover the cost so it's just not coming out of the taxpayer's budget. So that's my point, and I agree with him about coming up with a fee plan. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else, please? All right. Well, thank you all very much. We'll end the public comment there. Appreciate all of you, and thank you for coming and addressing council. We're moving on to item number four. These are the items for individual discussion, consideration, and action. The first item and only item for this evening is discussion and consider action on entering into an agreement with HDR Engineering to provide engineering architectural surveying services for the design and implementation of the Transportation Alternatives Set-Aside Contract number 09092216 in an amount not to exceed $289,724 and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. Do I hear a motion to discuss?
I'll make a motion to
second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, over to you for number four, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The background information on this sheet reads, HDR Engineering Incorporated submitted a proposal to provide professional engineering services to the City of Woodway to provide engineering architectural surveying services for the design and implementation of the Transportation Alternative Set-Aside Contract number that you mentioned. The amount that they have submitted, the total proposed expenditure is $289,724. The amount budgeted is $275,000 even. So you might look at that and say, well, that's over budget. Mm-hmm. But the way that it's billed, this is, or if you might remember, the whole project is $1.3 million. This is the fee for their services, so they submit payment, it goes to TxDOT, comes back, and it's 80-20 split. So $275,000 is our total investment in the project, but it's not going to be the $289,000 and then additional charges for us. That's how it breaks down.
Wouldn't it be there's $14,725, so 20% of that would be ours? Wouldn't that be the way, if everything else worked out the same? Did we get any other bids?
We had three or four. We covered that a few meetings ago. That's where we selected HDR for this job based on their local. We've done some things with them before and we're pleased.
Was they the lowest out of the three or four?
They were
all. We covered it a couple of weeks ago.
But just in case, I'd like a refresher on that.
I'll have to double check with you.
I don't remember which one was the lowest.
When evaluating a request for proposal, it's not the best value for the lowest bid. Isn't the assessment the best value?
So we don't know who is the lowest.
Well, I'm saying that's not the criteria the council considers on our request for proposal.
I didn't think we even saw the numbers. I think it was based on who the company was. John, I see.
I believe that's correct.
I'm just thinking because we're $14,724 over. Of course, 20% of that would be $3,000 or so.
Well, I don't think we are over.
It says right here it was $289,724 and we was budgeted $275,000.
I'm going to have the city manager explain it again. He just explained it.
Yeah. So our out of that $1.3 million. Or whatever that number is, our contribution is that total, that $275,000 there. But that's our total, that's our 20%.
I thought it was $288,000, if I remember correctly.
Well, what's the total cost of the project then?
That we don't have in front of us because this is just the engineering portion, but I believe the original amount was 1.3.
Somewhere in that neighborhood, 288 was ours. And like I said, if I understand it correctly, and maybe the mayor might have a better grasp of this, but this $275,000 is what was budgeted for the engineering part alone. And now we're going to be over by $14,720. But of course, if you use that 20% number throughout, that means it's about $3,000, which is not a killer. But I just wanted to make sure that for those that might not understand, that's what we're dealing with.
I don't think that's accurate.
Time,
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if we're going to talk to them about that, we also need to let them know that when we actually go to build, we could come in cheaper.
Correct. Correct. You might be able to save some on that.
Let's save both sides of the story so that we don't mislead
citizens
on one thing when we have more information that we can share.
Is this grant, is it a hard number that we're getting, or is it 80% of the total? That's just another question that we have on that.
John looks like he has an answer.
Go ahead, Mr. Miller. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
We have some deep questions here.
The amount budgeted that we have doesn't exceed our 20% requirement. So it comes in, it looks like we're over budget, but we're actually right on budget. This is all that we approved in council.
I don't know if that's correct, but.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Isn't that what you just said, Mr. Manager?
Well, so everyone that's going to bid on this project, they know what our
amount is
going to be just for that one service, that professional mm-hmm. service. So they know they've got to come in.
But this one did not.
It
looks to be that it was off by $14,724. And that's what I'm saying, just like John said, which is absolutely correct, we might get some lower, we might get some higher. We're just starting off with higher.
You're going to have to explain it, because the way you wrote it, Mr. Manager, in the book, it does look over budget, but that's misleading. Mm-hmm. So you have to explain it to where...
In reality, we won't know overall until we see overall. It's just the first step.
We're not over. That's what I'm trying to.
Are you saying that we'll be reimbursed for the $14,000 will be in the amount that we're reimbursed?
I don't want to speak for him.
Yeah.
But I think he's struggling to get it out. So the number that we have here, all right, the amount budgeted, that is our maximum amount. Okay? So we are not going to pay a dime more than that $275 there.
Or
that's
you're saying
all
that
we have.
Correct. That's our total contribution to the overall.
This company is only going to accept the $275.
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. Because our part of the grant is our Woodway's contribution is only 20%, and the TxDOT pays the other 80%.
But this agreement says not to exceed $289,724.
Yes.
So what you're saying is we'd only pay $275. But what we'd be voting on here would not be the $275.
We're only gonna pay the $275. That's it.
Yeah.
So it's not written very.
Based upon what you're saying, then we're pretty much guaranteed that TxDOT will pick up all the other costs. Period.
So should we change this item not to exceed $275, because we'll be voting on $289,724.
John wants to say something.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but I will. Mr. Manager, I know we talked about it. I don't know if it'll help clarify, but these prices are kind of based on TxDOT's estimate. So their estimate was that 1.4 million, I think, roughly. So if you take 20% of that 1.4 million, I think that's more where that number comes from, our max out of pocket. But that's what we're going to pay out of the total one. So their budget here that we're talking not to exceed 286 is just for their portion of it. And so it doesn't relate to the 275 is the overall construction, engineering, everything is 20% that the city has been obligated to pay. So that's that 275 number is the 20% of the entire project. That's including engineering, including construction, including everything.
But if everything starts going over budget, our 20% will be higher.
I don't disagree, but I don't know. We don't have a budget for the engineering that we've called out. Does that make sense?
All it showed here is $275,000.
That's overall what the city will owe if it comes in at $1.4 million. That's TxDOT's estimate as well.
Well, I've had someone question me about a vote from 2021 that I misunderstood at that time, and it was one of those like this that was explained one way. But then now we've got several years later, people are working it a different way. So that's why we want to make sure that we're correct on this.
Yeah, I'm just saying 20% of $1.4 million
it was $288,000.
Is that number that you're seeing, the about the 275, because it was a little less than 1.4. That's where the 275 number comes from.
At the time we voted, it was 288,000.
Okay, then that's,
so now
that's
we've
that number.
Got 275, so we're moving those numbers around. The targets are moving.
Well, I think the main thing to know is that we're not going to exceed the 275,000 on this project, because that's our portion.
Well, then if we're going to do that, then instead of saying we'll not exceed 288,74, we should say 275,000. Otherwise, we're going to
be. We pay and are reimbursed. Is that correct?
I'm not sure all the details, but I'm saying the 275 is the entire project, right? It's not just this.
I think until we have their exact numbers, we need to table and come back, because there's a lot of confusion here. And, you know, I don't want to be voting on something that is for $289,724, but it's really $275.
That's just going to be there. That large number is just their engineering service.
I can't hear you. What?
He said that large number is just their engineering service, but there again, we'd be paying that amount, and of course, we're saying that we'll be getting that money back. I think what I understand correctly is that our total amount is $288,000.
I want to get to Mr. Eason real quick.
I have a question. Do we actually know when we're going to get the rest of the cost figures for the balance of the project?
Not too good.
I don't think until we receive the actual funding.
And that's the next steps.
So until the engineering's done and the jobs bid is when we'll get the final number. Again, even when we did this originally, it's all based on estimates from TxDOT of the cost, and that's where they brought us that number of how much we would owe based on an estimate. But until we do the engineering, we won't know what the bids will come in until the engineering is done and we actually bid the project.
And of course, we've seen engineering companies tell us it's going to be one bid, like our sewer system, and they missed it by
$9 million.
Yeah, $9 million or something. Incredible.
I'm also a little curious why it's written like this. I know it passed through legal, and we got to write it like this, because when I saw it too, I said, that's over budget. And it wasn't until I understood that our obligation is just the 20% of the overall total that we aren't going to be spending. We aren't going to be over budget.
This is the very first step.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's written and worded in a very different way. We can't alter that wording. That's the way it needs to be written, right, Council?
I mean, you could amend the item. You couldn't go up. I would spend more money than what you had posted for. I don't think you're in a position to try to negotiate that amount as you sit here as a voting block tonight. I mean, if that needs to go back to staff to renegotiate with HDR, I haven't looked at the TxDOT contract in months, and so I don't want to just shoot from the hip and say what's in it. But
okay.
Phase one is to have the project engineered.
Yep.
That you do by finding the best value for the city. So to Councilor Russell's point I was speaking to, when you bid the job to the contractors, then your criteria is lowest responsible bidder. And so there you do want to know who is the lowest responsible bidder, because an irresponsible bidder can give you a low number, but they do a bad job.
Yep.
When looking at engineering services, you're looking at the best value for the city based on criteria that have already been set, staff evaluated, picked HDR to bring to you. But that's a slightly different, certainly cost is one of those criteria, but it's not the only criteria. Those TxDOT, I mean, the way this works is the way John's describing it. These are estimates they put in. There's always some room for things to move based on supply chain issues, cost of materials, other things outside of anybody's control. That's difficult.
I think my main issue is with the way this is written. Makes it look like we're going over budget when we're voting on this. And that's what I'm trying to
clarify. Maybe we can table it, rewrite it, start over.
What I'm concerned about is the way it sounds like you're discussing this. It sounds like what you're anticipating is that the city will vote for up to $275,000 on some phase of the project, and then TxDOT will vote to approve a contractor or the difference in the plans. TxDOT's not going to vote on this.
No, I think it's just the dollar amount that we're talking about. Because the way we have it listed is the amount budgeted is 275, but the proposed expenditure is 289. And what I don't think I'm getting good information on is how that 20% factors in. No respect to Mr. Norman, he's trying the best he can, but I don't think we have the information we need to make this clear.
One other salient question is, do we have an estimate from TxDOT for the engineering portion of the project?
I haven't seen one.
I would just like to see maybe table it until we could get a little cleaner information and maybe find out what TxDOT, like Councilman Keystone was saying that we should be dealing with, so we have some more information to deal with. This, I'm afraid, that could come back on our vote of saying, why did you vote on this? Because it's
I'm unfortunately not getting the information I need, so
it would seem to be a reasonable ploy to actually
maybe we can do it on the next
because
meeting.
If we can, from the TxDOT estimate, determine that there is, well, say for instance, it's $225,000 is what they forecast for the engineering portion of the entire bid, then we've got a piece of real meat there we can look at and say, hey, listen, we're a good chunk over that. Now, what's that going to do to the rest of the bid?
Let's
Yes.
John, you made mention that this would stall the project from going forward if we request more information. What would it do to the overall project?
I think from my understanding, yes, we were supposed to be on a pretty tight timeline to get this back to TxDOT so it didn't stall out the project, yes. But I'm not exactly positive the exact date, but I know we were supposed to move forward sooner rather than later to keep on their schedule from TxDOT.
We're asking about 2 weeks. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, John, you did mention, if I heard you correctly, that TxDOT did give an estimate of the overall project, which should have included an estimate of the engineering services.
Now, I mean, we all have it.
Yeah, I didn't say.
Yes, sir. If you're asking, the question you're asking is, did TxDOT give us an estimate for the engineering? I believe this is, I'm not more of a question of, I believe this not to exceed amount is less than TxDOT budgeted in their guesstimation, I guess you would say. I'm not exactly positive, but I'm pretty sure this is under that number that TxDOT thought it would cost for engineering.
But it still could be immaterial in the sense that, as our council has said initially, when you're looking at this type of a solicitation, we're not trying to find the lowest bidder. We're trying to find the best service. And so when you put this type of notification out, you're evaluating, which we did as a collective body, what we should do with regard to who should be the group that performs the services. Sometimes those numbers come in higher, sometimes they come in lower. But then when we look at the overall budget, and we look at the overall amount that has been granted to us, when we put it out for bid, we have a little bit more room for negotiations, if you will, based on what we want to put out as a bid. But once that bid comes in, then we're looking at the lowest responsible responder, the lowest bid. So even with that, we may not have any wiggle room. So ultimately, we may still end up having to pay a little bit more if we want to get this job done, per se. And so going through this again, it is a little bit convoluted, but if you can put your minds around this idea that you got a pot of money, and that pot of money has an obligation that we have to pay off of it. But we're getting the money, so technically we have money that's been allocated to us, which we will budget to pay for this project. So it's a little bit misleading when we say we're under budget, because at the end of the day, we're not talking about, we're just talking about the portion of money that we will be responsible for, the 275, that is Woodway tax dollars. But we do have budget, or anticipatory budget, if you will, of the monies that we've been granted.
Okay.
Okay? And so when you look at it from that perspective, there's a larger pot of money that we're talking about. And so out of Woodway taxpayer dollars, we have $275,000 thereabouts that we're responsible for. If that number goes higher as far as the overall price of the project is concerned, we may have to come back to the table and vote on whether or not we're going to allocate those additional resources. But what we won't have to do is come up with another $1.1 million because we're getting that money from the state.
Okay? So that's the way that I understood this.
Yeah.
But after hearing from Mr. Norman and Mr. Manager, now I'm starting to have second doubts on how this all works.
Mayor and Council, the only remark I was going to make earlier is if there's still, sounds like there's a lot of doubt, and yes, it will delay if we don't pass it tonight, but that's not a reason to rush into something if you're not comfortable with it or you don't fully understand the scope of it, which is fine. We can request other parties be present and revisit this. That way, we're focusing on this one issue, but we're not really prepared to answer questions that you have, because it's kind of off on another area that we didn't generate any background information for, because we visited it already. But we're happy to bring those documents back, revisit it, make sure everybody's on the same sheet of music. We can get TxDOT here, we can get HDR here. Another 2 weeks won't kill us.
Yeah. Well, it's I think, right? Because of spring break. Mm-hmm.
I think if I can ask one more question, mm-hmm. if I could just ask one more question about this before we vote on this. Tonight, this item was asking council to vote on an amount budgeted, and it's written in a way that makes us look like we're over budget, but in reality, because of the way the grant is written, we are only responsible for 20%, which equals this $275,000. But now, that's what I thought originally, but now
that's if,
after.
That's if the total project comes in on the forecast amount by TxDOT.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But either way, we're only on the hook, if you will, for 20%.
Okay.
But if it goes over budget, then is TxDOT going to pick that up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's going to be.
No.
Go ahead.
It'd be 20% or whatever.
We have access. I changed iPads. I know exactly where it is on my old iPad, but I don't know where it is on this iPad. I've been looking for it furiously. But we have the grant app. Like, can we please pull it up and look at it? I mean, it would tell us how much is estimated for engineering services. It would also tell us, I'm pretty sure that it says that we are going to be reimbursed by TxDOT. And so, and therefore, yes, we are approving this amount, but it doesn't mean that it's going to stay there. We would be reimbursed the overages and any others, but in order to do anything else, we have to pass this.
Well, if we do have the TxDOT information, all the better reason to table this and get that information so we can have some valued input.
Spit off our memories.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember 288.
Especially if there's a breakdown there.
Can we can someone help me pull this up right now?
I don't think that's going to help, Story, because I think they're pretty much at that point of just saying.
See all the details for the engineering service here.
Yeah.
And I, out of 17 on the rate schedule here, there's only one that's under $100 an hour. It goes all the way up to $350 an hour. I think we're in the wrong business.
Wow.
Well, if you've done public works projects before, these projects are cheap. I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah.
And until
I know, it's a little bit of tongue in cheek here, John, but you know.
We've got an engineer in the room that probably could help us.
The
contractor's here, but I don't know. I don't know if they can answer our questions. We really need our city staff to answer these questions.
Yeah.
So, that's what it really boils down to, because giving you all have a right to come in with a level of comfortability, and I respect that.
There's a good chance.
And the reality also, and this is the last thing I'm going to say about it, is there's a certain amount of money, period.
Yeah.
We have an obligation of 20%, period. Regardless of what the numbers are finally, if we want to do the project, then we have to make a choice on whether or not we're going to spend, whether just the 20%, or if it comes in a little bit higher.
And there shouldn't be any problem with that, but I'll tell you, we should have here today the TxDOT information.
Here's a good chance.
Make our decision much easier.
There's a good chance of a unanimous vote.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
17th, we got all that.
So,
go ahead. I don't want to rush any discussion, so go ahead.
Is there a chance that by putting this off 3 weeks that we lose this opportunity?
No.
I want to know. I need a firm answer on that.
John, can you help with that? Because Mitch has been the lead on this project.
I'm not completely sure, but I did not prepare
Staff is not prepared for this.
That.
Okay.
I mean, I know we were supposed to meet next week with TxDOT to go through some stuff, but other than that, I don't.
If that's the case, that would be sad that we're rushed on a decision.
So what I am wondering is if you can find out in your meeting with them our absolute deadline, and if it is before our next scheduled meeting, I would really like to request a special meeting. I do not want to lose.
We can do
this.
That. Yeah. We can do that.
And John, if it's at all possible to get a breakdown in the TxDOT estimate so we can
see all those numbers.
Is that final meeting that was at?
Yeah, we have it.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
We've all slept since then. I got a little longer in the tooth since then.
No, I'm long in the tooth.
Mr. Manager, can we make sure by next meeting I'd like to request the following, have the MPO here, members of the MPO who helped us with the grant. Also would like to have HDR come back as well. Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to ask for all city staff who are related to this project to be present
Mitch
as well.
Yeah, good.
While we have you, can we have you come and give your perspective of what we're saying? That would be fantastic.
Councilwoman is requesting HDR to come to the podium. Please state your name and addresses.
Good evening. My name is Jordan Everhart, 8927 Thorch Lane.
I'm Roy Rodriguez. I am the project manager for HDR.
Yeah. So what, when you say perspective, what are you looking for?
I mean, as far as cost, as far as what you know of this project and your very large role in it, just give us some perspective.
So we do not have access to the AFA that y'all have, so we don't really know really any discussions that the city has had with TxDOT.
Yeah, that's why.
You know, we submitted our response back in November. We were selected based on qualifications. We were notified, and then Mitch reached out to us, and we spent the last, I guess, month, 6 weeks putting a scope and fee together based on what we thought the project would be. Mm-hmm. And so that includes, I'll just run down the list. That includes project management, environmental, utilities, design phase services, bidding and award phase services, construction observation and management. It also includes helping Mitch and John with grant support services. So basically what that means is keeping all the ducks in a row so that the city can be reimbursed The 80% for every time you submit an invoice to TxDOT or a pay application. And then lastly, that includes topographic and boundary survey. That includes materials testing. And I don't think I'm, yeah, and then ADA compliance. So someone will come out and ensure that the entire sidewalk and that the curb ramps, everything meet ADA accessibility standards. I do know that through this process that the reimbursements will start immediately. So it's not just in the construction phase, which is the largest portion of it. It starts once we start hitting milestones with the develop or the design. And so that first month we do the design, we invoice the city. That invoice, along with other documentation, will be submitted to TxDOT for a it's called a pay application, and the city should be reimbursed within 30 days of that submittal. So the 20% happens on a monthly basis. It's not a 20% now and then the 80% reimbursed. It's on a monthly basis.
Okay, that's so helpful to know.
Okay. Yeah, so that's called time and materials. And basically what that means is that you guys pay us for the services that were provided that month. And so it's not a lump sum. It's not like you guys are handing us a check. It's we tell you exactly what we did that month in a specific hour breakdown, and then you guys pay us for that, those hours that were spent towards the engineering services that were kind of described.
And you'll get the turned in to the federal government to get our 80% mark.
Right. Correct.
And it would come out, I'm assuming, like we're just talking about, the 289,724. If this is correct, and of course we're having trouble understanding if it is, but it's $14,724 more, we would end up paying $3,000 more because there's the other 80% of that amount would come from the feds.
Or maybe not.
Yeah, it depends on the overall. If you save money someplace else, correct?
You know.
I'm just saying if everything comes in.
But you keep saying that, but that's misleading because we might not. The project total may come in under what we've been granted for.
We haven't been that lucky.
I would love to know when that's going to happen.
There's always time for hope.
Always time for prayer. Yeah. And I do a lot of that whenever we have this.
So do I. So this might be anecdotal, but this kind of gets to the question that I think Story's having, that, you know, we can't hold you to this, of course, but the issue still at hand is whether or not we table this and we postpone it.
Mr. Shaw wants to say something. Mr. Shaw, over to you, please.
I'm good.
You sure?
And whether or not we want to table this, and whether or not that throws maybe into jeopardy our acceptance of this particular grant. Again, I understand this is anecdotal, but have you ever come across a situation where you're working on a project and it kept getting pushed back and they finally said, you don't get this grant anymore?
I'm not aware of that. I'm also not aware of the conversations that you and Mitch have had with TxDOT. So I know Mitch did express to us that TxDOT is on a timeline that they want to get things complete. So we try to help y'all meet that timeline. But I don't, in my opinion, I don't think that it would negate this at all. It would just might move it back.
Also, John, do you have a D-Day date?
They're not going to give you a D-Day date per se. I'm sorry, John, I didn't mean to talk over you, but
it's perfectly fine.
You know, I've done a lot of public works projects, and they're not going to do a D-date per se. They will give you a time frame, oftentimes. And I've never had it where something comes up and we weren't granted an extension of to some degree. I'm not saying that that's a guarantee because I can't sit here and say that. It may not be that case.
Well, I'm going to ask John to find out for sure, but we'll call a special meeting if need be. So I'm not.
Next date would be February 3rd, I think, or not February, or March 3rd, which is 1 week from now. If we did a special, so you know, we're only talking a week, so that's a pretty good idea.
I think I'm able to call a special meeting sooner if we have enough posting time.
Well, a week from today. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, if you want to do it on Wednesday or Thursday or whatever day. So.
Mrs. Cook, anything else for HDR?
No, I really Council, anything else for HDR?
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Mr. Manager, if you could also get City Attorney to review the TxDOT grant and make sure he's up to speed 100% by the next meeting, please.
Yes, sir.
So he can help us with this.
Would it be appropriate for me to make a motion to table this at this time?
Not yet. I'm going to ask if there's any further discussion from Council or from staff before we move forward.
Well, I did have a question, and it may, I don't want to convolute, but as I'm looking at it, I think with the wording it was, we were going to approve the agreement. Mm-hmm. And the agreement set in motion all of this. Our budget is $275,000, and as John mentioned, you know, we've got this not to exceed $289,000, and it may not get that. Again, I know we haven't seen that happen lately, but I think that was the intent of its wording that way, was basically we approve the agreement so that the project can get underway. Mm-hmm. Correct. But I'm also reluctant on the
outside, I know what you mean.
The extra money. So
did you hear what Mr. Suri said, Mr. Shaw?
Yes, sir.
Is that what we're doing?
I'm a little bit lost.
Okay.
I'm not thinking the agreement's in jeopardy. It's just more about how we want to make sure we're approving the engineering part.
It's relative
to the entire amount. Yeah, that's the only thing that I'm.
Yeah. And I've gone back while we've been talking and looked at just things that Mitch and I have exchanged, but these are months ago. I've looked at the first thing. If I'm understanding kind of questions that you guys are going to bring next week or whenever we come back, number one, if we exceed TxDOT's estimate, who's responsible for the overage?
Mm-hmm.
Question number one. Question number two is timing. Do we have hard deadlines? Mm-hmm. Is this one of them? Are there other questions specifically for me to look at the contract? Because
when we bring up this item again, what exactly are we agreeing to?
So that's easy enough. You're agreeing to the portion of what you're going to pay the engineering for the engineering phase of the contract. And so this is a budget question, not a legal question. When TxDOT provided an estimate, they said this is about what it's going to cost. When you guys approved in the budget, you said this is how much we're willing to spend.
Mm-hmm.
If it turns out, you know, you budgeted low and you need to spend a little more, there are mechanisms to correct that. You know, obviously this is $14,000 over. It sounds like one of the things we want to be very clear about is if this ends up pushing construction costs over budget, what the city's portion going to be at the end of the day?
Yeah, that's a critical question.
Will it be?
From Bursuri's point, that's right. I mean, this HDR could come in under Councilmember Russell's spot. I've never seen it happen.
Yes.
I say never. It doesn't happen often.
Well, and the main thing I was looking at is, I think, and of course my memory is not that good, but I think it was $288,000 was the city amount. And, you know, what's it? Of course, it might be the big question. What's it going to be if it's this $14,000? Are we responsible for the three? I'm thinking yes. And then if other things come up, how much more is the other stuff's going to hit? Now, so far as once we get all these answers, I mean, I'm thinking you could probably see a unanimous vote pretty easy. It's just let's make sure we know what we're voting on. Right.
And it sounds like procedurally the thing to clear up is some of these you won't have answers to at phase one. You got to work them a step at a time. Yeah. Once the engineer has the plans drawn, then we send that out to bid. And at that point, we get bids back and we start looking at what the best.
I think the answer is the TxDOT number floating with whatever the 80% of the total, or is it a hard number?
Here's what I think we're going to find. I expect to find that TxDOT is going to say we are guaranteeing a grant match up to a certain dollar amount.
Yes.
TxDOT's not going to put itself in a position where it hasn't.
That's what I'm thinking too.
That's what we're going to see.
So we could see a bigger number than the $288,000, possibly, depending on how well the contractors.
Cost overruns and whatever. Yeah. That's why the estimates are just estimates. They're not guaranteed.
Yeah. I think we're understanding.
Yeah, and that's what we need to see is their estimate.
Yeah, but like I said, if you want to make it, tomorrow is a planning and zoning meeting. I don't know if we have restrictions that they need to
be. No, I need to post it for
48 hours.
Yeah.
but it's 72.
72 hours. Yeah.
Okay, well, sorry guys, but we're going to, I think it sounds like we're going to have to revisit this again. Mr. Manager, please make sure everybody's here for the next one.
Whenever y'all work out the date.
I'll entertain a motion on number four, please.
I'd like to make a motion that we table this until we get the appropriate information that we've discussed, especially that complete and detailed estimate from TxDOT, so we can make an educated decision on voting this appropriately.
I'll second that.
Okay. Just to be clear, TxDOT probably won't give us that information. They'll give us their best estimate, but they won't give us
whatever we can get.
Yeah. They're going to give us what. I think we have. We have that. We'll bring it back.
So we'll see what.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. We will revisit item number four at a later date. Mr. Norman, please get us that information if we need to have a special meeting on this or not. You can communicate through the manager. Thank you. All right, moving on to the consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items, which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Council, I'd like to ask if we could move item 5B for separate consideration. Is there any other item?
I'd like to pull 5C also out.
Okay, 5C coming out.
We're in agreement.
All right, so anybody else? Only item is 5A. If there's no other discussion, item 6 is to consider action on the consent agenda consisting of 5A.
I'll make a motion to approve consent agenda 5A.
It's been moved. I'll second it. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and item 5A is approved. Moving to item 5B, this is discussion, consider action on renewing the agreement with Hicks Ray Associates to provide professional services by assisting the City of Woodway in acquiring federal grants for public projects in an amount not to exceed $42,000 and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith. Can I get a motion to discuss,
please?
I'll
make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. Thank you. Council, I just wanted to hear an update from our associate with Hicks Ray, and I believe he's here. Mr. Ray, welcome. Come on up. Sir, in 5 minutes, could you just give us an update on how things are going? Thank you.
I believe I can handle that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, members of the council. I appreciate this. Fred and I have been working hard for you. We have secured an appropriation. That means the money's in the bank. Unfortunately, it's in the federal bank and not Woodway's bank yet, but we're working on it. $1 million was received in the FY24 federal budget that comes out of the Interior Subcommittee. Where they approve that, it's going to be an EPA grant. It's called a State and Tribal Assistance Grant, STAG for short. That will be $1 million from the federal government, EPA, that the city has to match 20%, okay, $200,000. That project is for working with John right now on meeting all the requirements to do an application that's required to bring down the money, issue the grant agreement, the STAG agreement from EPA. EPA has been very helpful with this, by the way. I don't get to say that very often, but they have been helpful. We have a ways to go. There's some other hoops that we'll go through, but we'll get it done. The other positive thing is that we did make a request in March of 24. The project that I just mentioned, we made that request in March of 23, okay? And Fred and I did that on behalf of Woodway before we had a contract with you. But we felt there's an opportunity. We knew Mitch and John. We worked with them to get that put in. In March of 24, we put in a request actually put in more than one, and we got one funded. This one is for some work rehab on some storage tanks, elevated storage. I think it's elevated. It's ground storage. Okay, it's at Acorn and Tater Hill, right? And then maybe some pressure plane work. But that, again, was the request was $1.15 million, and the approval was $1 million, again. That appropriation is hung up in the continuing resolution. Are we aware that Congress couldn't resolve the budget? So they went to a CR, continuing resolution. That's a positive thing because once the CR is cleared, which Fred and I believe that that will happen, then that money will be freed up just like the FY24 money. So that's where we are. We're going to make requests again, looking again at Ritchie Road and Old McGregor Road, do some work there. That's a big lift. But I think we've got some, we made that request last year. We're going to work on it again. The committee's well aware of it. Your congressman's working hard on it. We've already met with him a couple of times about this. So I'm positive. I can't guarantee, but I'm positive. Any questions? Was that 5 minutes, Mayor?
Great. Great. Yes, sir.
What is the EPA? What would we be doing with that EPA money?
EPA is the federal agency that provides the grant. Okay.
Okay. And what the would the grant be for?
That grant, the state and tribal assistance grant, that one is for a new water line along Highway 84. It delivers more water. Help me out here, John. Delivers more water to replace some of the groundwater supplies that
hook into the Waco water line.
Yeah, yes, sir. Exactly.
And it's for $1 million.
The grant will be for $1 million and require 20% match. So the project's probably 1.5 million, something like in that neighborhood.
Project that we had talked about for emergency. It was going to be like $6 million or something to put in a larger water line.
We've got quite a few, but this is just one of the pieces.
Is it a separate one?
Yes, sir. It's one of the smaller. Yeah, they kind of line them out where you can break them into smaller pieces. Okay. This is one of the smaller ones that we.
So is this just an additional line or to replace one of the lines?
It's a replacement.
Okay. And how large will this one be?
I believe it's a 12-inch.
12. Replacing a what, 6? 8, 6, 8.
Some places, yes.
And what was it? What was it before? It was 8?
It's 3 different sizes, actually. I think part of it is a 10, and I think there's some 12 and 6. Yes, sir.
So it's not going up much in size, just it's...
That's capacity-wise, that's extraordinarily large. Yes, sir.
But it's replacing a 12, right?
It will be, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. So it will have the same capacity as before. Do we have leaks on
it? No, he said some were 6 and some were 10. And some are 12. Is that what you
It's been identified said? Through the Water Master Plan as a great.
Are we leaking any in that?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, pretty much all lines leak at some point, but yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
all right.
Any other questions for Mr. Ray? Did a great job for us.
Thank you very much. It is a pleasure to work with Mitch and John and for the city of Woodway. I know Pete said. Congressman Sessions is very pleased, and he's working for you. So I'll take that message from him.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Okay, so we've got an agreement to renew here. So, Council, if there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion on item 5B, please.
I'll make a motion on 5B to pass. To approve that amount.
To renew the agreement? Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Item 5C, discussion, consider action ratifying the expenditure of $51,111 to Jurgensen Pump, LLC for emergency repairs to rebuild the motor at Acorn Well due to unforeseen damage and necessary to preserve or protect the public health or safety of the city's residents pursuant to Texas LOC Government Code 252 0.0215. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Thank you. Councilman Russell.
Okay. Rebuilding a pump. Is this one that's been rebuilt before? It seems like every one of our wells has had issues.
I was about to open it with just when we said a few months ago, everything's online and operational.
Yeah.
Spoke too soon.
Oh, yeah. So how old was the old one?
I believe this one's been rebuilt a couple of times, but it's only been in the ground probably for a year or so.
Is it? Do we get insurance money on that?
I believe we're going to file insurance. That's no guarantee, but we will file it.
How much, what percentage would we get out of the insurance on this?
That's a Brenda question. I'm not sure. Historically, it's been anywhere from, I've seen it all the way up to all of it,
yeah,
down to a small percentage.
And do we have any kind of warranty on these things?
Yeah, we do, and usually it's usually about a year, and so a lot of time this one just happens to be right outside the warranty period.
Okay. Of course.
It's not my refrigerator.
Yeah. Now. Yeah.
You buy a brand new AC, you're gonna pay for an extended warranty, and if you don't, it's gonna be a year.
Murphy's Law.
Depends on where you buy it, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, on this, I noticed we keep using the same company over and over, and of course there's a company here in Woodway that's a very old pump company. Is there any reason we're not using the company that pays taxes here?
Bids are obtained from all companies that deal with this.
So we have bids on them.
Well, yeah.
This is
we
not...
attempt to get bids from pretty much all the motor companies that we can find.
Okay.
We try to pick the most appropriate motor for our.
So this was the lowest bid out of the possibilities?
This is coming as an emergency, I believe. Yeah, this motor, I believe this was one of the lower ones.
I was going to say, it seems like we always have emergencies, so I can understand you can't get bids, but I would just, you know, seem to think that a local, I mean, I know McGregor's not very far, but you know, a Woodway company would be a good emergency thing. So all pumps are working now, right? We don't have any of them down?
Yes, sir. We haven't turned Acorn on right now yet,
okay.
But we are, it is operating, it's in the ground. It can't operate, yes, sir.
Okay, but it's operational, ready to go. Okay, that was mainly what I wanted to find out about, was that we keep having the same problems on all the different wells. And, you know.
Mr. Russell, you want to make a motion on this one?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Item 7, City Manager's Report. Mr. Manager, any reports for us, updates?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Just three brief FYIs. The March Council meeting will be held on March 17th and 24th, back-to-back, due to the spring break being on March 10th, or the week of March 10th, excuse me. And our farmer's market event yesterday at the Arboretum, it went really well. Staff reported that all vendors sold out of their merchandise.
The folks
were pleased, and the vendors did really well. So that's what we want to see. Also, on the note of tanks and water, the TCEQ dropped in for a surprise visit and reported their findings to Mr. Davison. No violations were reported. I'm happy to.
That's good.
Happy to tell you.
Good.
Yeah. And that's really all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Appreciate that. Okay, City Council reports. Council, any updates to share with the group?
We do have a PNC meeting tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Councilwoman.
Nothing.
No updates? All right. Very good. Okay. Well, we are at the closing item. Adjournment. So do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded. We are adjourned at 6:49 p.m. Thank you, Council. Have a great night.
Thank you.